The man killed at Eastern State Hospital early Tuesday morning died from strangulation, according to the medical examiner. Correspondent Paige Browning reports the local union who represents the workers raised questions about staffing levels months before the man was killed.
The Spokane County Medical Examiner has identified Dwayne Charlie as the victim in Tuesday's killing. Fellow patient Amber Roberts was arrested by Spokane County Sheriff's deputies and is jailed for investigation of first-degree murder. Both patients at the psychiatric hospital resided in the forensics unit, where people are evaluated after being committed by a judge during a criminal case. The union who represents the hospital staff has raised concerns about low staff levels for more than a year. Spokesperson Tim Welsh with the Washington Federation of State Employees says they don't know if staff levels was a contributing cause of the recent death, but it is an effort they continue to push for at both state-owned psychiatric hospitals.
We have seen most prevalently in recent times that it's just a case where the agency is not filling vacancies, and that's what's leading to the short staffing on the wards in general at both Eastern and Western State Hospital.
At Eastern State and Medical Lake, there are 700 budgeted staff members and about 290 inpatient beds. Last May, the local union held a rally urging for more staffing. Then-President Trevor Travers offered a somewhat haunting foreshadowing. He said, quote, "We need safe staffing levels now before someone dies." I'm Paige Browning in Spokane.